Hi, this is Marco on How to Be a Hero in Real Life, a brand new podcast inviting you to invest as a sponsor or investor or advertiser. We take people's real life stories of complete adversity, suffering and challenge, a lot of tragedy, and we see what they've turned it into and become extraordinary. We can put those resources together and help those people on their journey. You are able to invest in someone's heroic journey and be a part of that adventure. When people buy products and services, they want to buy things from people that are kind, that they know want to help other people out of problems and suffering and adversity. Be a part of it. Have you ever tried surfing? I know it sounds a little bit different, right? Well, surfing is a huge sport. It's hugely popular, obviously, where there's beaches and stuff around the world where people go and recreation activities, right? And one of those people that's well known is a lady called Bethany Hamilton. Now, she is a professional surfboarder. And after learning how to surf at the age of 3, she began surfing competitively at the age of 8. And gained her first sponsorship by the age of 10. Can you imagine? 10 years old, right? Now, on October the 31st, 2003, at just 13 years old, Hamilton had her left arm bitten off by a shark during a surfing accident. And instead of admitting defeat, she went back to her surfboard 1 month later and continued to practice. 2 years later, she was able to win first place in the Explorer Women's Division of the NSA National Championships. And if that is not overcoming a difficult obstacle, to remember, she's competing with fully able-bodied persons, right? This is not the Paralympics. She did this competing with fully able-bodied persons. And she wrote about her experience in the 2004 autobiography Soul Surfer, a true story of faith, family and fighting to get back on the board, which was adapted into the 2011 feature film Soul Surfer, in which she attributes her strength to a Christian faith. Unbelievable woman. Go and follow her and look at her story.